This happened about 6 years ago in the early hours of my 20th birthday. At the time, I had been working as a carpet cleaner. It's also important to note that I am a 6 foot male, and at the time, weighed about 210 pounds. By nature, I'm an extremely cautious individual. Also, in the particular area that I worked in, there was a lot of gang activity at the time. It was about 6 p.m. when I got a call from one of the head carpet cleaning techs. He explained that he couldn't do the late job he was scheduled for, which was at 11 p.m., because his pregnant wife might have been going into labor and he had to get to the hospital. Seeing as I was broke, I told him I would cover for him. It wasn't until around 2 a.m. that me and my partner got finished with the job. We made it back to our shop at around 2:15 a.m., got the truck ready for the other guys who would be taking it out in a few hours, and headed home around 2:45 a.m. I worked for nearly 20 hours straight at this point and had a 45-minute drive home. I lived out in the middle of nowhere. Being exhausted and barely able to keep my eyes open, I decided to stop at a gas station and grab an energy drink. When I pulled in, I noticed a black Buick sitting in the far corner of the gas station parking lot. I didn't think much of it. Perhaps it was the attendant's car. I went in, got my drink, and left. After about 5 minutes of being back on the road, I had a gut feeling that something was wrong. I saw a pair of headlights in the distance gaining on me. Deciding that I needed to confirm my suspicion before taking any drastic measures, I continued my drive home while keeping an eye on the headlights in the rearview mirror. I was about 2 miles from home and still being tailed by the headlights. That's when I decided to take a detour. After about 10 minutes of maneuvering on back roads, I knew that things were getting serious as the headlights followed me every which way. My little four-cylinder Saturn was slow to get away. Now fearing for my life, I knew I had to try to take control of the situation, as well as keep from leading my pursuers to my home, where my sister and her 2-month-old son were staying at the time. At the next stop sign, I put my car in park, placed my 12-inch military-grade knife up my jacket sleeve, and grabbed the pistol I keep in my car for protection. I prayed I would not have to use them, and then stepped out of the car. As I did, the car that had been following me came to a screeching halt, and 4 men exited the vehicle. It was then that I recognized it was the same black Buick from the gas station. As the men climbed out, the moonlight revealed that one of them was carrying a large chain and the others were armed with a baseball bat, a tire iron, and the one who I assumed was their leader had an axe. Seeing this and making sure to keep my pistol out of the light, I asked, "Is there a problem?" One of the men responded,
"You about to die, boy."
It was at this moment that I realized this was some kind of gang initiation. I dropped the knife from my sleeve, gripping it in my left hand, while backing behind my open car door, trying to at least limit the direction they could attack me from. Seeing the knife and my attempt to put something between me and them, they laughed, and one said to the others,
"This motherfucker think he's gonna beat us with a little knife."
As they approached, I pulled the gun out and fired a warning shot at the leader's feet. The hardcore badasses quickly turned into little scared rabbits and were now hightailing it out of there. I yelled after them, "You idiots picked the wrong guy to mess with. Now get the hell out of here before I put a bullet in your ass." They all fumbled back into the car and hauled ass. As they sped away, I was able to get the plate number and called the police. After getting off the phone with the dispatcher, I got back into my car. I made it home around 4 a.m. and passed out. When I woke up a few hours later, I called the police station to see if they had any leads. It turns out that the car was stolen, and they were unable to locate it. As far as I know, the car has never been found, and the 4 hoodlums were never caught. This was a really weird but scary experience for me. I worked at a morgue a few years back. I'd also like to mention that
This was the last time I smoked weed. Just throwing that in there. Anyway, on my way to work, one day I smoked a blunt. I bought the weed from some random guy, not my usual person. Anyways, this was actually my first day out of training, and they trusted me to be by myself. It was around 2 p.m. when I got to work, and everything started off normal. I hated the smell of that place, though. We had a good amount of bodies stacked up there, and I was working on one. I turned around for a few seconds while looking for a tool, and I heard a moan from behind me. I paused for a second and remembered that some bodies still have air in them, and the air continues to come out, and the bodies will still make noises and sometimes move. I gathered myself, turned around, and now the man on the table, his eyes were wide open, as if he were looking at me. I paused once again and told myself that this is normal. At this point, it's starting to get dark outside and it starts raining by coincidence. I know this sounds like a cliche horror story, but it really did happen. My anxiety was an all-time high, so I took a break. I had the munchies, so I decided to snack on a bag of chips. Then I heard something in the hallway. I couldn't tell what it was. At this time, I had the sweats, but I wasn't hot, but I was also really hungry. I got up to see what that was in the hallway. Then I heard something. It stopped me in my tracks before I reached the door. I stopped and I thought, I'm here by myself. I got the courage to walk into the hallway. When I turned the corner, I saw one of the bodies standing at the end of the hallway. I froze and I just stood there. This felt like a scary movie, but at this point I would be yelling for the person to run, but I couldn't move. I thought to myself, am I tripping right now? The body started walking toward me and I backed up. I rubbed my eyes for a few seconds, then I looked back down the hallway and the guy was gone. Again, I stood there for a few more seconds. Out of nowhere, every door in the building opened with force, and at the same time, that laugh again. I ran out of there so fast and called my boss. He laughed at me and came in while I sat in my car. He checked the building and everything seemed normal. I quit right there on the spot. I don't know. Maybe I was blazed, but the fear I felt was real. I know I haven't smoked since then or ever worked with dead bodies.
Hello, my name is Bianca, and I came from the Philippines. I just wanted to share this strange thing that I experienced when I was in college. So, as far as Asian tradition goes, children live with their parents until they build their own families. So I was still living with my family at the time. I was studying at a well-known university in the city, and my house was quite far, probably an hour or so drive from my home. I took the bus every single day, and usually would arrive home around 8 p.m. It was a late Friday night when the craziest thing happened to me. I went home pretty late, around 11 p.m., because I was bombarded with school and organization works. As if that wasn't enough, I was stuck in traffic for a couple of hours. I was pretty tired by then. My mom always waited for me in the living room, so we could talk and eat together. But I've been getting home late recently, so I expected that she would be asleep by the time I got home. I was ecstatic when I saw her sitting by the couch and drinking a glass of water. I guess she heard the door open, so she got up and asked me if I wanted hot milk to help me get to sleep. I just replied no. I was too tired and really didn't have the energy to do anything. My mom sat down by the couch, and I did so too. We talked for 15 minutes about what occurred during the day. I yawned as I talked to her, so she then offered to let me sleep on her lap before going to bed. I found this strange, as she could have literally dismissed me and allowed me to go to bed. I brushed it off as I knew that my mom was sweet by nature, and she probably just wanted to spend some time with me, as I haven't been home that much. She was caressing my hair and was humming a strange tune. I twisted and turned, but to no avail. I was not able to fall asleep, as I was feeling uncomfortable. I sat up and told my mom that I would go to bed. She just smiled and nodded. There was something sinister with her smile. But I just thought to myself that I was probably just seeing things because of the exhaustion. I went upstairs and passed by my parents' room. I opened the door to say goodnight to my dad and saw both of my parents asleep. But my mom was just downstairs. We were just talking. I was so confused, so I pinched my arm to wake myself up. I decided to go downstairs to check if I was imagining things. I took two steps down and saw that woman who seemed to look like my mom going upstairs. I was completely frozen. Something strange is happening. She finally looked up to me and said, "Are you surprised? I really do look like your mom, don't I?" I ran to my room as fast as I could and slammed the door behind me, which woke my parents up. They were banging at my bedroom door while I broke down on the floor. They barged in and asked me what happened, and so I told them what I saw. We moved out a week after that incident, and we called a priest to bless our house, as well as each family member. That occurrence will be etched in my mind for the rest of my life.
Back in 2001, I was 6 years old. I grew up in a remote town in far north Queensland, Australia. I knew this boy a year younger than me called Jason. He was the youngest and only boy out of four siblings, while his parents were very much lower class bogans, aka white trash. On a regular basis, the children were neglected, which could have been a contributing factor in Jason's death. Jason's family were staying at a relative's house on the outskirts of some town near a construction site. When no one was watching him, Jason went to the construction site where an accident occurred, and Jason was crushed to death by a large tire. Back at our primary school, there was Memorial Day held for Jason, and because of my age, I was totally oblivious to what had actually happened and had no concept of death. The main things I remember from that day were parents and teachers crying, the planting of the palm tree, prayers, and the tree getting blessed. A few days later, I was waiting to get picked up from school and I saw Jason walking around the place. There was none of that transparent business. He looked solid and normal. I asked him where he had been, and he looked at me, then ran behind a tree. I looked behind the tree and he was gone. Later he was back again, but further away, walking off somewhere, so I stayed waiting for someone to drive me home. My mother ended up inviting Jason's family to her house. While the sisters and mother were there, Jason kept hanging around them, then disappearing over and over again. My brother kept telling me to stop staring at the family. I said I was looking at Jason, who then poked his head out from behind his mother and poked his tongue out at me. I thought that he was playing, so I chased him and ran around the couch. By the time I got to the other side, he was gone again. This is when things really hit the fan, because I turned to Jason's mother and said, "Where's Jason?" The mother burst into tears. The sisters started swearing at me. My mother scolded me, and my brother was trying not to laugh at everyone's reaction. The last time I saw Jason, my mother and I were at the shop when Jason's mother was walking past and Jason was running behind her. Years later, after I graduated from boarding school and I was living away from home, I went back to my hometown and went to my old school. I actually forgot why a random palm tree was growing on the grounds of the year 1 and 2 block until my younger cousin told me it was put there for some dead kid. The palm tree is a dwarf palm tree that grows up near a wash-up sink in the playground. It's a pretty lame place to put it, yet it looks like it's thriving.